Philadelphia officials are backing down from a plan to restrict protests during the Democratic National Convention later this month. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, the ACLU of Pennsylvania took the city to court, claiming it was infringing on free expression rights.
The settlement's a win for the thousands of protesters expected over the four-day convention set for the Wells Fargo Center. The ACLU's Mary Catherine Roper says it didn't make sense to block protesters from marching during rush hour and from going down South Broad Street.
A lot of the action is not going to be down at the Wells Fargo Center. It's going to be in Center City. That's where the delegates are going to be. That's where the dignitaries are going to be. That's where the press is going to be. And that's where the people need to be heard.
Activist Sherry Honkola with the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign had a march permit denied and then became the face of the ACLU lawsuit.
Freedom of speech is not up for negotiations. And so that's why we were adamant about the fact that we are going to assemble and we are going to march up Broad Street to the Wells Fargo Center.
With the freedom to march, she hopes to shine a light on Philly's homeless population, hurdles to health care, and the burden of student loan debt. For all marchers, some questions do remain, however, like how the city will deal with unpermitted marchers and...
We still don't know what the extent of the security zones are going to be near the Wells Fargo Center or near the Pennsylvania Convention Center when there are related meetings there.
In Cleveland, officials recently renegotiated protest restrictions after the ACLU brought a similar suit there, where big rallies are expected for the Republican National Convention on July 18th, a week before the DNC starts. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.